What do you call an insect with a long, thin body, and it's got sort of filmy wings, and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
Mosquitoes?
No, this one's bigger than a mosquito. It's just long and thin, and it has, I think, two sets of wings on it.
It must be what we call a snake doctor.
That's what I'm thinking of. Do you know why they're called snake doctors?
No, I don't.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting? Looks like a wasp.
Dirt dumper.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Well, there's several. There's chiffies and peanuts.
Okay, and what are chiffies? What's the difference between them and peanuts?
Well, chiffies is just it's a little thing that grows with grass. It looks like grass on the top, but underneath they have those little chiffies on the thing, and they're real good.
And are they like little peanuts?
No, they're just little round nuts.
Can you eat them?
Mm-hmm. They're real good.
Uh-huh.
We used to grow them.
Do they taste like peanuts?
No, they have a different taste to them.
Uh-huh. Well, that's it. I've never seen any of those.
Well, I haven't eaten in a long time, but when I was a kid, we had a lot.
Uh-huh.
But they're called chiffies.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Like his father, I guess.
Okay. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. What would he be? Father like son, son like father?
Well, let's see now. If his appearance is similar to his father's, you say the boy's like his father.
Mm-hmm.
And if his behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what?
Inherited it.
Well, would you say he favors or features or resembles or takes mm-hmm. after or has ways like or what?
Well, I guess we'd say, he resembles his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Who helps with childbirth?
Uh-huh.
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Country cracker.
Okay. Let's see. That's what the city people would call a country person. It's a country cracker.
I don't know what they would call.
Well, now, what would a person from the city be called? A person from the country might be called a country cracker. And a person from the city.
I don't know. That should be a city dude.
Okay. Fine. what do you usually call people whose skin is black?
Negro.
And let's see, suppose you were angry with a Negro and you thought he was trifling and no good. How might you refer to him? What might you call him? Would you ever call a colored person a Negro?
I was raised to call them all niggas. That was back at the time I was coming up. We never knew anything but niggers.
Uh-huh.
And that was what we were raised to call them. Of course, now we don't. We call them colored people.
Uh-huh.
But we were raised to say nigger.
Uh-huh.
And that's an old-fashioned
mm-hmm.
raising. Of course, now, as I say, they quit that. They either say Negro.
Mm-hmm. let's see. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
Well, I might get in these same nationality, but I don't know.